Welcome to the June 2021 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have some really interesting guests that I have recruited to be on the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Show. I'd like to just give you a brief heads up and a preview of each of those guests. If you have a topic you'd like to have me discuss or address or others discuss or address, please type into the chat room here on the teleseminar page, whatever that might be, or if you have a very specific question, we are here to address whatever concerns or questions you might have. First of all, I have recruited a naturopath doctor guest who is from True North Health Center in Santa Rosa, California. Dr. Veras is got a program specifically designed for persons with neurological challenges where they utilize amino acid therapy along with something called WFPB, SOS-free diet, and then also lifestyle modification. Interestingly enough, she also does a lot of heavy metal toxin testing to determine the environmental impact of Parkinson's. In their particular clinic, too, I know there is some emphasis on fasting. So I think we can all get excited about finding out what her discoveries are that works and helps people find relief from the symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So again, her website is True North Health Center in Santa Rosa, California. The next guest is a person who I found really fascinating. His name is Wolfgang Scheinhardt. He is the founder of a website that is called Juneva. That's J-U-N-E-V-A. The big picture is that our body, as we all know, is made up of some 80 to 90 trillion cells. That's a lot of cells. And clearly, these cells perform many hundreds of thousands of biochemical functions every day. Question, of course, turns on, well, how in the world does the body know what it does in order to keep us healthy and in balance? The answer, of course, is energy or the body field or chi. There's a lot of different words for the energy that runs through our body. This chi, or what we might call body field, transmits information to your cells through signaling mechanisms, and they influence biochemical functions to perform what we as people who study this are called the information software, which directs your body's energy hardware. So clearly, this is a far cry from suppressing symptoms with medicines or even with supplements. This is getting at the root of figuring out where is energy blocked in your body. It could be in a number of different places. Being able to then clear out those blockages so that the energy can flow and your body can heal from the inside out. Now, I like the idea that I have discovered in this particular program because, again, it doesn't focus on suppressing symptoms. It focuses on the underlying dimensions of healing in the body. So it's a support for the body to heal from the inside out. Now, they have several different devices that we'll learn more about in the program. They have a way of assessing where the blockages are. They also have some drops that provide the information signaling your body needs to come back into balance. So we all are going to learn a lot more about this approach. It's been around for a while. It's not anything new. And I think it's developed by a person who is a true researcher and scientist. So be on the lookout for that. It's tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, July the 7th. We'd hope to have him on earlier, but he got so swamped with demands and his own work scheduling that he wasn't able to actually make himself available to be a guest on the radio show. So as if these two guests are not going to be fascinating to listen to, there's one other guest that will also be presenting on Parkinson's Recovery Radio. And of course, we'll have the full details on your radio show member page. This is natural pharmacist Ross Pelton, who is going to give us a fascinating preview of PEMF, Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy. Just recently, there is one and only one therapy that has finally earned the Class 2 FDA approval. It's called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. Ross has a number of exciting revelations about those developments. So that's really a new approval only the last few months. And I'm excited to report that this particular therapy is another one of those that enables the body to heal from the inside out. Many people that I have talked with over my couple of decades of doing this work report that they know they have toxins in their body. They have tests that confirm it. But when they engage strategies to detox, they're unsuccessful or they are partially successful and the toxins remain. This particular device, the Beamer, I think is a solution to that challenge. The reason why the toxins aren't removed from the body is quite simple. The nutrition is not delivered to the cells and the waste products are not removed from the cells because the capillaries are shut down. As we age, those tiny little passageways get restricted and many of them are no longer functional. So what this particular therapy does is it opens up those passageways so that the blood can flow, so that the waste products can be removed, and bingo, you finally have success with whatever detox protocol you embraced. So I'm enthused about this as a therapy and want to recommend all of you to learn more about it. There are other PEMF devices out there that have been developed. Some of them claim they're the same as the Beamer. Clearly they're not. The Beamer is the device that has a lot of research to support its effectiveness for many different kinds of conditions. That's why they got the FDA approval. If you look at some of the other devices that are promoted that claim they're the same, I think what you'll discover is that there's no research that backs any of theirs. So this is my short way of saying, as a researcher, this is the one PEMF device that I think I have great confidence in recommending that you consider as a possible therapy to facilitate healing from the inside out rather than simply suppressing whatever symptoms you might currently be experiencing. So that's the exciting news I've got to offer for everyone. Three fascinating guests that will be interviewed on Parkinson's Recovery Radio over the coming month. And we're going to learn a lot about these new approaches that are really helping many, many thousands of people find relief from whatever symptoms they currently experience. So again, if you're connected in, please write in the chat room if you've got any questions or topics you'd like for us to discuss. That's why we are here. And I do have a caller. Of course, we always want to connect in to everybody who calls in and find out what's up and what news do you have for us. So I see, Bill, you have called in. Welcome very much. And what's up with you today?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm hot, actually. It's, boy,
yeah,
100 and... Yeah, it's really – how about – I know California has problems, too. Are you also hot?
Yeah, well, not as probably as hot as in the Pacific Northwest. I guess that's really unusual.
Oh, very much so. These are records. We've never experienced anything like this before. You know, 110, 107, that's outrageous for Washington State. Maybe not Arizona,
wow.
But for Washington State, it's just off the charts.
Yeah, that's crazy. The one thing I thought I might give a mention to that's been helpful to me recently, I've done this in the past and I just recently picked it up, is doing physical therapy with a trained physical therapist.
Awesome. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's, you go, typically it's done in a medical office or in, there's training that these people go through. And they can give you exercises, of course, to do. But what I found particularly useful is if they're good, they sort of notice things that you're doing physically to compensate for Parkinson's symptoms, movement symptoms, and because we all, as we get a little less confident in moving and walking and sitting up and getting out of bed and doing all the things of daily life, as we start to sort of make compensations for that lack of fluidity. And in making those compensations, you're sometimes doing things that are making it worse that you don't even, not even aware of. And these are small things, but if you keep repeating them over and over again, you're going to do yourself some harm. So I found it very eye-opening. And it, like I said, if they're good, they sort of notice it immediately and tell you. And as soon as they tell you, you realize they're right. So it's not so much the program itself where, you know, go home and do these five exercises thing. I mean, that's fine and that helps, but it's more a kind of assessment of how you're coping and little things that they can do to help you cope a little better.
Well, how fascinating. So were they able to make those observations just from your one visit, or did it take multiple visits for them to detect what the imbalances were?
No, as I said, I've done this in the past, but with different people, so they didn't have any particular foreknowledge of somebody else saying something. They just, like I said, that's their job, really, is to help people rehabilitate from an injury or deal with Parkinson's or whatever it may be. And if they're good, they see that something is amiss, slightly amiss, or that you develop some little weird habit of getting up out of a chair or holding yourself upright or whatever that is not going to be good for you in the long run. And they tell you right away. I mean, these are usually people with some experience, but that's their job, really, to help you.
Right. Well, what an encouraging report. Bill, that's wonderful.
It's worth a try. For older people, it's covered by Medicare. So you typically need a referral from your primary care doctor, but most of them are happy to do that. And then it depends quite a bit on, if you go for five sessions or six sessions, you develop a kind of personal relationship with the PT person, and if you have a good one and you have a kind of understanding one, it can be super helpful.
What a wonderful recommendation. On the exercise page for Parkinson's Recovery members, I have been posting over the last several months exercises that Kevin Luckett from Hawaii recommends. Kevin is a physical therapist who specifically focuses on helping persons with Parkinson's, has written several books and DVDs, has some exercises. So for those of you interested in knowing a little bit more about what is a physical therapist and what do they do, be sure to, when you visit the member websites, look at the exercise page, because you'll see Kevin right there working with some of his patients. It's amazing work. There's also on the radio show page the interview that I have had with Kevin. And so you can listen to that interview where he makes very specific recommendations on some really simple, easy-to-do exercises that he has discovered from his work with people with Parkinson's make a huge difference. So to learn more about physical therapy, we do have those resources available for you. So, Bill, your physical therapist is in Los Angeles?
Yes.
But as you explained, physical therapists generally are trained to address lots of different kinds of conditions, including the symptoms of Parkinson's. So search around in your local community and see if you can find somebody that can do just what Bill has described.
Yeah, they also combine with physical rehab for like sports injuries, people who have messed themselves up in accidents or whatever. So it would probably be better if you find someone who has some experience with Parkinson's. I mean, that would be a step ahead there. But they're usually attached to medical facilities or hospitals. If somebody's interested in trying this out, I don't think you'd have much trouble finding one locally.
Right. Bill, are you
all... It's simple. It's non-invasive. If you don't like it, you can just stop. It's just one more thing to try.
By any chance, Bill, are you familiar with the work of John Pepper from South Africa, who has Parkinson's?
Yeah, I've read his book, or his sort of treatise. Unfortunately, I loaned the book to somebody, and I never got it back. So
that's so frustrating when that happens, isn't it?
Right. But I do remember it. I mean, the thing that stuck with me about his approach was he had a kind of mind over matter approach to walking, where you just need to bear down and focus on each step, and you can become more fluid that way.
That's my understanding from interviewing him on Parkinson's Recovery Radio. Interesting reports he had were the following. He was making a tour of the U.S. and Canada and gave these presentations to groups of persons diagnosed with Parkinson's. The stories he had were something like the following. A woman would be attending the particular event, and they'd be in a wheelchair. And so she would volunteer to get some help from him on improving her walking. So his stories were that he would work with her and pretty quickly could point out some bad habits she had about how she moved her body. And his reports were that when he worked with persons, even that were in wheelchairs, that she would be able to facilitate the ability of them to actually walk without a cane, without a wheelchair. And I think from what you've just described, that's similar to exactly what the physical therapists are doing for you and others, is to point out, well, okay, what are you doing here? How are you using your body that's creating the problem? And
right.
So I thought that was fascinating. I've not had anybody I've interviewed who said anything like, okay, I was able to work with the person that was really disadvantaged when it comes to mobility, and I was able to help them pretty quickly. And that's his story. So he's also a person who I think has the same theme, although he obviously approaches that in a different way. And that's what's helped him be able to obviously address his own symptoms.
Yeah, I think people who are attuned to it, and certainly people, physical therapists who work with people every day, will notice things that even the person themselves aren't aware of. But once it's pointed out, you see that they're right.
Right.
There isn't much arguing with it.
And then just being aware that that's what's happening can really make a difference in your ability to pay attention to that bad habit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So something for other people maybe to look into and try, as something that I personally think is helpful, because ultimately you have to depend on your own ability to get around and become a little more free in your movements. And other people aren't going to really be able to do that for you. You have to do it for yourself. And to achieve that, you have to be aware of what the little habits you might be doing that are impeding that.
Right. And because you've been doing them for such a sustained and long period of time, you're not even aware what you're doing. It's
right.
Like it's a part of your own daily habit. So it really
exactly.
Takes somebody else to observe you and to point out what's happening.
Exactly right. So that's my suggestion for today.
Thank you, Bill. You always have such wonderful ideas for people. And thank you for checking in for our gathering today. Your suggestions are golden.
Hope you can cool off in the Pacific Northwest there.
Oh, thank you, Bill. So do I. Many blessings.
Yes.
And I'm checking here in our chat room, hoping we got some people who connected in and asked some questions or have some topics that you'd like for us to discover. I think because of this hot summer day, a lot of people are doing whatever they can do to cool off. So that's really the summary of the information I've got for you, is we have our three really fascinating presenters for Parkinson's Recovery Radio that are coming up next month. A little detail I do want everybody to know is I've also posted a 50% discount for consultations. So if you've been thinking you would benefit from getting a consultation from me, be sure to use that coupon to claim the 50% discount. It's on the member What's Up Robert page. I just posted that about an hour ago. So 50% coupon on consultations. If that's something you've been thinking about, well, be sure to use the coupon code. And of course, as I've mentioned here on several of our previous support group gatherings, don't forget to sign up for the Future of Medicine course. It doesn't cost anything. And I'm really documenting there, I think, some of the best ideas I've come across that use frequencies and delivering those frequencies using different mechanisms to be able to help the body come back into balance. We'll, of course, be adding the Dr. Wolfgang's ideas that we'll be learning about here in the next month into that course. And, of course, I have the other courses as well. And as you well know, you have member discounts you can also apply to register for any of those other courses. How to Tame Tremors, we've got all the best ideas we've been able to capture over the last couple of decades, and we've included that in the Tame Tremors course. Rock Solid Walking, all of the best ideas for how you can make walking rock solid. And in fact, we've got John Pepper's suggestions there in the course. And then, of course, What Really Matters, that cuts at the foundation of how to heal the body from the inside out. That happens to be trouble with these neurological challenges. So we've got those online courses that are available for you. You can connect in and take them from your home. So it's not a live course. It's an online course. And that's pretty much what's happening here on a hot summer day in Olympia, Washington, and on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you're participating as a Parkinson's recovery, remember that you indeed are on the road to recovery in your own way and in your own time. Remember, you can connect with me anytime through email, through phone calls. If you've got any issues, any questions, any kind of things that I can help with, please let me know. I am here to be your support person. And in conclusion, thank you so much for being a contributor to the many free resources that we provide here through Parkinson's Recovery. I do believe that we have a big impact on helping a lot of people find relief from whatever symptoms they currently experience. So I'm your facilitator, support person, Robert Rogers.